No doubt. I want to play this. This is from Senator Ed Markey, who just won a tight election in Massachusetts. He is saying that we must disarm officers. There's a lot of back and forth over what it means to defund the police, but he's really laying it out quite clearly. This is Ed Markey. Portland police routinely attack peaceful protesters with brute force. We must disarm these officers and every other police department in America of weapons of war and enact a nationwide ban on tear gas, rubber and plastic bullets, and beanbag rounds. What would you say to Ed Markey, sir?
Absolutely ridiculous. You know what I find fascinating, Martha? And even Rashida Tlaib here out of my state here in Michigan, who is calling for me to resign. Mm-hmm. Let me just say this. When are we going to start talking about disarming criminals? I've been on the record. I support law-abiding citizens to be armed. But criminals? And so it's okay to attack police officers. And then everyone always says one thing. These were peaceful protesters. So I guess when you're throwing Molotov cocktails, railroad spikes, other projectiles, you're using green lasers, I guess that constitutes being peaceful. Yeah. We have never tried to stop folks from their right to free speech. We've been dealing with this for in excess of 100 days, 6 instances where we've had to use force because they were either attacking us or they resisted a lawful arrest. Enough is enough. And I got to tell you, shame on that city manager out there in California. If anybody needs to step down, instead of the police chief, he needs to go.
Chief Craig, we thank you so much for your service across this country in Los Angeles and now in Detroit. It's a very tough job, and we have a lot of respect for you and for the people who are sticking it out. Thank you so much, sir. Great to have you here tonight.
Thanks, Marcus. Always. Bet.